gossip, hype. Scoopla.
Check it out. Stars, gossip and hype. It is another hit of Scoopla right now. Let's kick it off with Beyonce and Jay-Z. Now, if you guys are fans of this, you're not going to be stoked with this.
Hold up, everybody. Stop. Can we stop the music?
Actually, you want
to... Yes, stop the music.
Like, dramatic stop?
Stop what you're doing. Yep, there we go. It seems Beyonce and Jay-Z are bringing their On The Run tour to Australia!
Can I play the music again? That's awesome.
According to Ticker Tech anyway. So,
Yeah, good. Sure.
The guys have posted a waiting list on their website since yesterday afternoon saying, be the first to hear about Beyonce and Jay-Z coming to Australia. So, crossing fingers and toes, people. The Emmy Awards went down last night, and it seems if you win an Emmy and you want to take it home, you've got to pay
$500. That's awesome.
You actually do. I'm sure that's like loose change for celebrities.
Oh, I know, but that's funny.
But yeah, if you want it, you've actually got to pay the cash to be able to get the statue back. I don't know whether it's because they only have certain amounts that they need to then recreate based on how many people want one, but it's pretty funny. You win an award, then you got to pay for it.
I wonder if any celebs are actually genuine, like have heaps of money, but are genuinely a tight ass.
Yeah.
No, it's going to be 500, so I don't want it.
Oh, I don't know. Don't know about that. I'll just tell everyone. I'll just show them the selfie.
Yeah, that's right. That's about years earlier, Christy.
Yes.
She fell over recently at the, was it the MTV?
Yeah,
the
VMAs. One of the pre-parties.
She's blaming J-Lo. What the hell?
She's blaming J-Lo for it. Her mate, Jennifer Lopez. If you missed it in Scooper, Iggy Azalea was performing at a pre-MTV VMA Awards party. As she was rapping in fancy, she was walking backwards, like doing this sexy dance move, slips and falls off the back of the stage. Just, it was really bad. The crowd was like, oh!
It's pretty funny, though.
She was a good sport about it. She even put the clip up on her own Twitter page. But this is what she's had to say as to who is to blame.
We did a show together, I think in Chicago, and my microphone wasn't switched on. And I said, at least I didn't fall over. And she said, it'll happen to you one day. And then I invited her to watch that show, and I fell off the stage. I was like, you're bad luck.
So there you go.
That's karma.
J-Lo's a bad luck charm.
Absolutely.
J-Lo isn't heartbroken, though, because she's dumped Pitbull off her latest track, Booty, and brought in Iggy Azalea instead.
Oh, so they're mates.
How's that?
So it was just karma.
Oh, they're friends.
The
yeah, there's just
I actually thought it was going to be some massive
rivalry. Oh, no. But how's that J-Lo and Iggy on a track? And it's
That's
called Booty.
Cool.
Imagine the film clip. Oh, boys, hello. More Stars, Gossip and Hype are living online just as exciting. 1049starfm.com.au for more.